Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fair Grove High School. It's semifinal action tonight in the 39th annual Fair Grove Girls Basketball Invitational. West Plains Lady Zizzers tonight taking on the Buffalo Lady Bison. Both teams coming in undefeated. Lady Zizzers are 2-0. Buffalo is 1-0. The ball game tonight brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains, OM Sewer Pretty Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Hard the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Anytime Fitness of West Plains, and the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls of West Plains, and Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Ozark Awards of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare of West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon West Plains, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Glickhorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60 seconds. We'll talk some Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove High School and the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show tonight. Well, let's get you caught up on what has happened so far today here in the tournament. In the first game today, it was Rogersville defeating Springfield Catholic 46-32. And in the second game, Lebanon defeated Monette 49-36. So Catholic and Monette will play tomorrow 4 o'clock for the 7th place trophy. And Rogersville and Lebanon will play at 5:30 for the consolation trophy. And then the game that just got over with here, Clever, the number one seed in the tournament, defeated Fair Grove 64-49. So Clever will play the winner of the next game between West Plains and Buffalo tomorrow night, 8:30 for the championship, and the loser of the West Plains Buffalo contest will play Fair Grove tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the third-place trophy in the tournament. Now, the West Plains Lady Zizzers defeated Monette Tuesday night 52-36. Lady Zizzers got off to a rough start in that ball game, had trouble getting shots to fall in that first half. Finally, in the second half, they were able to get more shots to fall, and so therefore they were able to build up, I believe it was about a 24-point lead at one time, but the Lady Zizzers ended up winning it, like we said, by the score of 52-36. Lady Zizzers are going to have to play tough because Buffalo comes into the contest, and they've got some height, and they have also got some quickness, some ball handling, and they can shoot the outside shot as well. So Lady Zizzers are going to have to, right off the get-go, they're going to have to get those shots to fall, and they're going to have to play some good, tough defense. All right, we'll take another break. We'll come back in 3 minutes with more of your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745. Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one-half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, where the West Plains Lady Zizzers will put their 2-0 record on the line here in semifinal winners bracket action tonight. They're taking on the Buffalo Lady Bison, who are 1-0 on the season so far. Buffalo defeated Lebanon the other night, and the Lady Zizzers defeated Monette. So the winner of this game will play Clever for the championship tomorrow night at 8:30, and the loser of this game will play Fair Grove for third place at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. All right. Lady Zizzers need to get started. I guess you could say they need to get off to a good start, because they did not get off to a good start shooting-wise the other night. And they were having trouble getting shots to fall, and they can't do that against this Buffalo ball club, because if that happens, the Lady Zizzers are going to find themselves in a hole in a hurry. So they're going to have to get with it. All right, we're going to take another break here in the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. When we come back, we will have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Y'all ready for confident. Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove High School. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. We're getting ready for the starting lineups for the last game of the night here tonight in semifinal action between the Lady Zizzers of West Plains and the Buffalo Lady Bison. And we already know the starting lineups for both sides, but they're getting ready to introduce them here to the folks here in the Fairgrove High School Gymnasium. This is the 39th annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. So Buffalo is going to be the guest on the scoreboard. Sophomore Audrey Best is the first one introduced for Buffalo. Senior Madison Andrews is next. Senior Bethany Lancaster. She's one of the tall ones in the middle. Senior Jalen Cody. And sophomore Bella Young. So the coach, Buffalo Lady Bison, coached by Coach Tom Stokes, assisted by Dana Henderson. Junior Mackenzie Bronson, the first one out for the Lady Zizzers. Senior Allie Hoseapple out next. Senior Bree Harlan up next for Lady Zizzers. Sophomore Ashton Judd. And senior Cass Cunningham will round out the starting lineup for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers coached by Coach Scott Walnick, assisted by Cass Johnson. Lady Zizzers 2-0, Buffalo 1-0. Hope you enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. It's time to get down to some action here. See who's going to play clever for the championship tomorrow night and who's going to play Fairgrove for third place tomorrow night. And jumping center for Buffalo is going to be Bethany Lancaster. And I believe it'll be Allie Hoseapple jumping center for the Lady Zizzers. She usually does the honors, and she's going to do it again tonight. Allie's going to give up about an inch or two to Lancaster. So here we go. We're underway, and Lancaster gets the tip, so Buffalo will have the basketball. Young with it, right side. She'll give it up to Cody. Cody up top. It's going to be, well, almost stolen away, but it's a tie-up, and the ball will go over to the Lady Zizzers. Cass Cunningham will do the honors to throw it in here from the side in front of the bench, and Bree Harlan gives it up to Brunson. Brunson back to Harlan across the timeline down the corner. That's a Hoseapple back up top to Bree Harlan. Hoseapple on the wing, and it is a trapping defense by Buffalo. Hoseapple kicks it out. Cass Cunningham for three. It's going to be no good, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Buffalo basketball. Lady Zizzers opening up with their 2-2-1 zone press, three-quarter court press. Hoseapple got a hand on the ball but couldn't get it stolen. There's a double dribble on Buffalo. Turnover, Lady Bison. Cunningham will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers at half court. She'll give it to Bree Harlan. And it's a zone defense from Buffalo. Brunson misses the shot underneath. Shot up and good. That's a good. And the Lady Zizzers are on the board first, 2-0. Up the floor they come. It'll be Young with the basketball. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be a Buffalo ball on the side, about half court. Cody will throw it in, and Young will set the offense for Buffalo. Down into the right corner for three, long shot is no good. It's an air ball that time. by Lancaster. Lady Scissors come out of the pack with the basketball. Hoseapple with it. Gives it up to Brunson, and Brunson will bring it across the timeline. And he'll bring it to Harlan. Now it's Cunningham left side. Tried to go underneath. Judd picks up the ball. Brunson tries to penetrate. Goes underneath. It's going to be off Hoseapple out of bounds. And it'll be Buffalo ball underneath. 6:31 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Scissors with a 2-0 lead. And Young brings it across the timeline. And Cass Cunningham just reaches in and takes it away. Brunson will bring it across the timeline. She'll go to the right wing. Now it's Cunningham down the right corner. Up top, Bree Harlan. Judd's going to fire the three from the wing. It's good. Ashton Judd hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And now we've also got Bella Young picking up a foul here, her first, so Lady Scissors will take it out of bounds. Cunningham will throw it in under the basket for the Lady Scissors. And let's see, right underneath is Allie Hoseapple, and she couldn't get that one to fall. It bounced out, and rebound comes to Buffalo. Up the floor, it'll be Young, gives it back up to Andrews. Andrews, Young on the left wing, Andrews up top. And back to Young. Almost threw that one away, but Young walks with the basketball. 5:47 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors lead at 5-0. And checking in will be Edgington. And Young will have a seat for Buffalo. Bree Harlan will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it to Cunningham. Brunson with it now up top. Bree Harlan on the right wing. It's Judd. Now they look inside, and that one was picked off. And here comes Andrews up the floor. Bree Harlan almost got the steal. Buffalo with it. They'll kick it back up top to Andrews on the left side. That'll be Lancaster. And down the baseline, shot is up, no good, and over the back. We've got a foul on Buffalo. And that one's going to go against Best. That'll be her first, second team foul on the Lady Bison. 5:17 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors still with a 5-0 lead. And Buffalo has a 1-3-1 zone press here. Three-quarter court zone press. Hoseapple with the basketball up top to Brunson. Bree Harlan right side. Hoseapple right down the lane and scores. Allie Hoseapple on the layup down the lane. It's a 7-0 Lady Scissors lead. With the basketball is Edgington. Edgington back up top. That'll be Andrews. They'll come right side. Now they try to go inside. Now Allie Hoseapple steals the basketball. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Brunson across the timeline. Right side on the wing. She'll give it up to Hoseapple. And Hoseapple travel with the basketball. She didn't see Cunningham left all alone back under the basket. Hoseapple trying to get turned around to get the ball to her and travel with a basketball. Edgington with it. Up the floor. And Lady Scissors with the trap. Now they'll go inside. We've got a tie-up. This one should go to Buffalo. And throwing the ball in will be Lang into the ball game for Buffalo. And the big gal underneath, she missed the shot. Allie Hoseapple on the rebound. Jump ball, it'll be Lady Scissor ball. So now Buffalo has gone to both their big girls, Reagan Carter and Lancaster, into the ball game. Judd up top, it's Brunson. Bree Harlan. Now it's Judd in the right corner baseline for three. No good. Rebound. And now we're going to get a call on a foul on West Plains. And that's going to be Allie Hoseapple's first foul of the ball game. First team foul for West Plains. And up the floor, thrown right to Cass Cunningham. She'll pull up at the base at the free throw line, and she's going to get a foul over the back. And a little bit of extracurricular activity going there. Madison Andrews tried to break Cass Cunningham's arm, looked like. But Cunningham's going to pick up the foul. Her first, second team foul And Buffalo wants timeout. 3:55 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 7-0 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove High School. Lady Zizzers have a 7-0 lead over the Buffalo Lady Bison with 3:55 to go here. In the first quarter of play, Buffalo will have the basketball. And that'll be Lang with it. She'll go up the floor. Edgington just double dribbled, no call. Judd steals the basketball up the floor. It's Brunson on the layup, and it's good. Kenzie Brunson with her first basket. 9-0 Lady Zizzers. Up the floor, out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And the press is causing a little bit of problems for Buffalo. Cunningham will throw it in on the side. Brunson will bring it up across the timeline for the Lady Zizzers. She'll give it up to Bree Harlan. They'll go free throw line. Allie Hoseapple down the lane. Shot up is blocked. Judd had the rebound. Brunson with it, and she scores. Mackenzie Brunson picks up the loose basketball. Lady Zizzers have 11-0 lead. Up the floor, it'll be Andrews. Cross court. Is it to Edgington? Back to Andrews. She's in the lane with the floater. It is no good. Lancaster with the rebound up, and it's good. Buffalo's got its first point for the ball game. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's 11-2, Lady Zizzers. Brunson across the timeline. Back to Harlan. Bree Harlan with it. Up top, Bree Harlan comes to the left, gives it to Brunson on the wing. Brunson looking to penetrate, gets it to Cunningham on the baseline, back up. Bree Harlan for three, no good. And rebound underneath, and it is good for the Lady Zizzers. I believe it was Judd. It was Ashton Judd with the rebound and the basket. And the foul is going to go against Reagan Carter, her first, third team foul. Ashton Judd with her seventh point of the ball game. Allie Hoseapple is going to get a break here. And Drew Harris into the ball game. Ashton Judd, it's the free throw. Lady Zizzers lead at 14-2. Andrews has it, and it's stolen away. Nope. Lady Zizzers almost had it. Back up top, it'll be Andrews with the basketball. Left side, and Lady Zizzers, Judd will steal it and gives it up to Brunson. Brunson across the timeline, Cass Cunningham, and now we got a foul on Buffalo. So I have to see who the foul is going to be on. And Edgington picks up the foul here first. That's a 14 foul. Brunson's going to get a break. And Carter, the big gal, comes out. And best back in. Cunningham gives it to Bree Harlan. She'll pull up for the little jumper off the glass. It's good. Bree Harlan's got her first points of the ball game. It's a 16-2 lead for the Lady Zizzers with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Best lost the basketball, but picks it up, gets it to Andrews. And blocked shot by Judd. Dixon into the ball game. We've got a jump ball. And it will go to Buffalo. Kaylee Dixon into the ball game. Lancaster will throw it in under the basket for Buffalo. Edgington with it. Down the lane. Shot up, no good. And that's an offensive foul. Drew Harris took the charge. And Edgington now has two fouls. That is the fifth team foul. And we've got a timeout. Minute 46 to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 16-2. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
busy to tow, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove. Lady Scissors lead at 16-2 with a minute 45 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors with the basketball. Brunson brings it across the timeline. Judd on the right wing. Judd looking to penetrate. Now she'll bring it back out. Up top it'll go to Brunson. Brunson down the lane. Shot up and good. Kenzie Brunson's got six in the ball game. Lady Scissor lead is 18-2. And Lancaster had it knocked away. Dixon picks it up, goes ahead to Cass Cunningham. She's got her first points of the ball game. Lady Scissor's lead at 20-2. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Andrews with the basketball. Picks up her dribble and throws it to the West Plains bench. Lady Scissor's will get the basketball here. Hozapp going to check in now and give Ashton Judd a break here. Cunningham will throw it in. And Brunson will bring the ball up. Brunson looking, picks up her dribble. Now she gets it to Hozapp on the right wing. Allie trying to drive, kicks it out. Drew Harris from the baseline, no good. And Lancaster clears the boards. And here comes Buffalo down the floor, and Lady Scissors get a hand on it, but Andrews gets the loose ball. Cody with it, Andrews, and Hozapp will get their hands on it again. Lady Scissors playing some tough defense here in the first quarter, 33 seconds to go. And Buffalo with the basketball. It'll be Andrews with it, 30 seconds to go first quarter. Lady Scissors lead it by 18. Long three from the right side is no good. Andrews on the block out underneath. Kicks it back out. And now, let's see. Loose ball inside. Lancaster no good. She'll get the rebound. No good again. And Cass Cunningham takes the rebound away, but we've got a foul. And they call Cass Cunningham on a foul on that one. Cass had all ball. But Judd's going to come in. Cunningham will have to sit down. That's her second foul. Third team foul for Lady Scissor. And Lancaster will throw it in under the basket. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. Lady Scissor's up by 18. Up top, right side. They'll go on inside, and Drew Harris is going to steal it away. Judd's going to bring it up with 2 seconds. He's going to throw it from half court at the end of one. 20-2, Lady Scissors with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Scissor Basketball. 100.9, The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove High School. Lady Zizzers with a 20-2 lead over the Buffalo Lady Bison as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Looks like it's going to be Allie Hosapple, Mackenzie Brunson, Ashton Judd, Kaylee Dixon, and Bree Harlan for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball to start the second quarter. The winner will play Clever tomorrow night, 8:30 for the championship of the tournament. Loser of this game will play Fairgrove at 7 o'clock for third place. Bree Harlan and Ashton Judd just got called for a moving screen. And that's the first foul on Judd. That's the 14th foul on Lady Zizzers. Andrews with the basketball. Almost had it stolen away. They'll go inside, knocked out by Hosapple. It'll be Buffalo ball underneath. And throwing it in will be Cody, looks like. Okay, we don't know who's coming out yet. Now we do. Cody's going to come out. And it'll be Kennedy to throw it in under the basket for Buffalo. They're trying to get it inside. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Buffalo. As Vest went over the back, got the ball, but missed the shot. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Dixon underneath, left all alone. Kaylee Dixon. She's got her first basket, and the Lady Zizzers lead it by 20. Andrews with it up top. Now they get it underneath Beth. She missed the shot, and Judd just picked up her second foul, folks. So Ashton Judd just picked up her second. And that's the 15th foul on Lady Zizzers. Both teams with 5 team fouls here in the first half. Lancaster will throw it in under the basket. Up top she goes. They'll come right side. Andrews. Then now they try to go underneath. They do to Lancaster, and she scores. Lancaster with a 2-point play. 7 minutes to go, first half. Bree Harlan down the lane, shot up, no good. Judd, and Judd got pushed out of bounds with no call. So now Cunningham and Drew Harris will come in. Judd and Dixon will come out for the Lady Zizzers. All right. They'll bring it up the floor. Andrews, it's knocked away by Cunningham, but Buffalo picks it up, and Bree Harlan going for the basketball collides with Andrews, and Lady Zizzers starting to pile up some fouls here. That's her 16th foul. One more, Buffalo will get to shoot the 1-1. Edgington up top. Back to Edgington on the right wing. She'll throw it back up top, almost a travel that time by Young. Young, well, she walked that time, but no score or no whistle. And now we've got a jump ball on the floor, Lancaster and Brunson. And now it'll be Buffalo ball underneath. I thought it was just their ball on a tie-up. Up front they go, Edgington to the right. A three from the corner is good for Young. Young hits the three. Lady Zizzer lead is 15 with 6:20 to go in the first half. Bree Harlan will walk it up the floor. Bree Harlan now gives it up to Cunningham. Cunningham down the lane. She's going to get the foul. Cunningham going to the free throw line to shoot two. Missed the shot. The foul's going to be on Eddington. And that is the three fouls on Eddington. That's also the 16th foul, so a foul on either side. We're going to shoot free throws the rest of the way. Cunningham misses the first free throw. Second free throw is good. So Cunningham's got 3 points in the ball game. Ladies, their lead is 16. Lady Zizzer's got a hand on it again, and stepped out of bounds that time was Kennedy, and it's another turnover. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, 6:04 to go here in the first half. 23-7, Lady Zizzers with the lead. They've led as many as 20 points here in the ball game. Brunson on the right wing. Brunson at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Cunningham. Cass pops the three, top of the key, no good. Fight underneath is Brunson, and cease foul. Mackenzie Brunson going to the free throw line to shoot two. See who the foul is. Foul's going to go on Vest. That's her second. And the first one is good for Brunson. Brunson's got seven in the ball game. And that's... They don't have it right on the scoreboard. Should be 17 fouls apiece. Brunson hits the second one. She's got eight in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 18. Here comes Lancaster down the floor and goes right off the hands of Kennedy out of bounds. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball, and Kennedy will come out. Coming in will be Lang. And Bree Harlan will get the basketball now. And finally, they call the foul on Young. Young was riding Bree Harlan down the floor there. She needs the side saddle is what she needs. She's riding her bear back here. Bree Harlan will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Makes the first one. 3 points for Bree Harlan. Bree, if she makes this one, will give the Lady Zizzers a 20-point lead, and she does. So Harlan's got four. And here comes Lancaster down the floor. She carried the basketball. And the Lady Zizzer press is causing some problems for Buffalo. Lady Zizzers lead at 27-7 with 5:25 to go here first half. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Allie on the left wing now gives it to Cass up top. Cass thought about driving. Underneath. No good. Allie Hoseapple couldn't score the basket. Cunningham got a hand on it. Lancaster underneath and scores. Lancaster's got six. It's a 27-9 Lady Zizzer lead. 4:55 to go first half. Harlan. Bree Harlan up top. Now she'll go to Hoseapple on the right wing. Allie Hoseapple down the baseline. It's Harlan. Cunningham will shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. And we've got a foul. Who's it going to be on? It's going to be on West Plains. And Allie Hoseapple just picked up her second. So we'll have a 1-1 coming up for Buffalo. And let's see. Going to be Cody to shoot the 1-1 for Buffalo. First one is up, and it's good. So Cody's got her first points of the ball game. Here comes the second. And it's good. Lady Zizzers up 27-11, 4.5 minutes to go first half. Brunson with the basketball up top. Now she'll penetrate, pull up jumper inside. It's no good. It's off the back iron. And Drew Harris got the rebound. Couldn't get the shot to fall, and she got the rebound again, but they tied her up, so it'll be Zizzer ball underneath the basket. Cunningham to throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Cunningham looking, gets it to Harlan. Brunson out of the corner, and that's an ONC Orthopedic Clinic, a West Plains three-pointer from Mackenzie Brunson. She's got 11 in the ball game. And Buffalo threw it right straight to the scorer's table here. Out of bounds, turnover. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Ashton Judd back in the ball game. Cass Cunningham will get a break. Bree Harlan with it, gives it to Harris on the right wing. Back to Harlan down the right corner. Brunson now with it. Mackenzie Brunson gives it to Ashton Judge. She'll shoot the three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Buffalo. Coming up the floor, it's the Lady Bison, and they're going to throw it away. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball with 3:46 to go here in the first half. 30-11, Lady Zizzers with a 19-point lead. Bree Harlan's going to walk it up, and she'll cross the timeline. And I don't know what in the world that guy was thinking right there, because that was not 10 seconds. She stepped across before he blew that whistle. Anyway, Buffalo with the basketball. Lancaster shoots an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it should be Lady Zizzer ball. But they're going to keep it with Buffalo. I don't know why it went off of Carter under there. Lancaster will throw it in under the basket. Gives it to Carter, free throw line, shot up is no good. Lancaster, no good. Judd with it, and she's going to get fouled. And Ashton Judd's going to go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. And Carter just picked up her second. And that should be the ninth team foul. So one more foul on Buffalo, and the Lady Zizzers will shoot two for the rest of the half, which is 3 minutes and 24 seconds. And Judd hits the first one. Ashton Judd now with 9 points in the ball game. It's back to a 20-point lead. And she missed the second one. Lancaster with the rebound for Buffalo. Up the floor. It'll be Young with it. Taken away by Ashton Judd. It's a 2-on-1, Judd and Harlan. And off of Judd goes out of bounds. Bree Harlan gave it back up to Judd, but it went off Judd's foot, out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Zizzers. 3:09 to go here first half. 20-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Cody with the basketball. It's taken away by Drew Harris. Judd with it now. Back to Brunson, who'll shoot the three, and it's no good, but Judd is there. Couldn't get it to fall, and it's Drew Harris underneath with the rebound. She's going to get fouled. And that foul goes against Andrews, her first. That's a 10th team foul, so Drew Harris will shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. First one for Harris is good. So Drew Harris has her first point of the ball game. And Dixon's going to check in now. And Ashton Judd's going to have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for Drew Harris, and it's good. And the Lady Zizzers have their biggest lead of the ball game, 22 points. And I believe Drew Harris just picked up the foul. So that's the first on Drew. And going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 will be Andrews. 1-1 for Andrews. She got the first one. And it's a 21-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for Andrews is up, and it's good. Buffalo, pretty good free throw shooting ball club seems to be so far in the game. Back to a 20-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Dixon on the baseline, shot no good. Drew Harris underneath, missed the shot. Brunson, and she couldn't get the ball. Lancaster with it. Mackenzie Brunson giving up about 5 inches to Lancaster. And Brunson comes out of the pack with the basketball. Brunson, she'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Mackenzie Brunson. Lady Zizzers back up by 22 with 2:15 to go here in the first half. Ball goes up the floor for Buffalo, and Brunson stole it. Gives it to Drew Harris, back to Bree Harlan, and Bree Harlan's going to walk it up the floor. Now she gets it across. Don't want to get another 10-second call, even though the last one was 8 seconds. Brunson with it. Gives it to Drew Harris. Hose apple. That's Dixon. Underneath, it's Brunson. Brunson has it blocked by Lancaster. Here comes Andrews. Gives it to Lancaster up the floor. She'll try to go underneath, and she does, but missing the shot. And Hoseapple almost had the rebound. Andrews with it. She'll shoot the three. It's way off. Rebound comes down to Dixon. Gives it up to Brunson, and Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Minute 20 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers lead at 35-13. Dixon, she'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Haley Dixon hits the basket, and Lady Zizzers lead at 24 points right now with a minute 12 to go here in the first half. And Coach Womack calls off the full court press. Lady Zizzers setting up now in a 1-3-1 zone. Andrews up top. She'll bring it right side. And that'll be Warfel into the ball game. In the lane, shot up is no good. Dixon with the rebound. Brunson with it. McKenzie Brunson up the floor to Drew Harris. Gives it to Hoseapple. Hoseapple back to Brunson. Brunson will shoot another jumper. It's no good. Lancaster with the rebound. She towers over everybody. Andrews will bring it up the floor. Lancaster wasn't expecting it. Loose ball on the floor picked up. And air ball. Hoseapple's going to run it down for the Lady Zizzers. Allie Hoseapple gives it to Bree Harlan. 22 seconds to go in the half. Bree Harlan across the timeline. 17 seconds. Lady Zizzers going to try to go for the last shot here unless they get a wide open layup probably. Brunson on the right wing. Hoseapple inside. She's going to drive and it's good. Hoseapple with the left hand. And Andrews gets the shot off, but it's no good. At the half, Lady Zizzers lead it 39-13. We'll take a break, and we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains halftime show. Lady Zizzers lead the Buffalo Lady Bison 39-13 here at the half. For the Lady Zizzers, they are being led by Mackenzie Brunson. She has 13 points, 9 points for Ashton Judd. 4 points for Allie Hoseapple, 4 for Bree Harlan, 3 for Cass Cunningham, 4 for Kaylee Dixon, 2 points for Drew Harris. Nobody in foul trouble at the present time for the Lady Zizzers. For Buffalo, they are being led by 6 points from Lancaster, 3 points from Young, 2 points apiece for Andrews and Cody. Lady Zizzers opened it up to a 20-2 lead at the end of the first quarter. They lead it here at the half, 39-13. The winner of this ball game will play Clever tomorrow night, 8:30, for the championship of the tournament. The loser of this ball game will play Fairgrove at 7 o'clock for third place. Lady Zizzers doing it with defense and that full court pressure causing Buffalo to make quite a few turnovers. 39-13, Lady Zizzers with the lead. We'll take another break. And we'll come back, talk more Lady Zizzer basketball. You're listening to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show on 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Feet to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one-half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Fairgrove Tournament. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. Lady Zizzers lead at 39-13 over the Buffalo Lady Bison. Want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Dodge Auto Service of West Plains. First Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains. OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains. Toyota of West Plains, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains, and Harrison, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Anytime Fitness West Plains, and the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls of West Plains. Our boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman of West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Knockout Tanning Salon, West Plains, Coon Construction of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, West Plains, and Ozark Awards of West Plains. Lady Zizzers lead it, like we said, 39-13 over the Buffalo Lady Bison. Lady Zizzers being led by Mackenzie Brunson, the junior, with 13 points in the ball game here in the first half. We'll take another break, and we'll come back in about 60 seconds, and we'll get your second half underway. You're listening to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. And once again, hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains halftime show. And Buffalo will get the basketball to start the third quarter here. Lady Zizzers leading 39-13. Original starting lineup on the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers come out and trying to trap the basketball and stolen away. Here comes Bree Harlan. Harlan going to the basket and scores. Bree Harlan on the layup. Up the floor. It's Andrews with it. Pull-up jumper is no good. Cass Cunningham almost had it, and there's a tie-up between Hoseapple and Cody. And it should go to the West Plains Lady Zizzers on the tie-up. Bree Harlan will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. All right. Hoseapple with it. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson goes inside. Cass Cunningham. And she has it blocked. And Bree Harlan got run over with no foul. Judd underneath, and she scores. Ashton Judd's got 11 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 30 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. On the baseline, jumper is no good. Loose basketball. Allie Hoseapple comes out of the pile with it, gives it up to Cunningham. She'll give it to Bree Harlan. And here comes the Lady Zizzers. Judd down the right corner. She'll go up top. Cunningham's going to shoot the three top of the key. It's no good, but Brunson is there, and Mackenzie Brunson scores. She's got 15 points. 32-point lead for the Lady Zizzers with 6.5 minutes to go. Remember, it's a turbo clock. If at the fourth quarter, it's 30 points or more of the lead. And that time, Andrews threw it away out of bounds. Turnover, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Bree Harlan will bring it back up the floor again. Across the timeline, right side to Brunson. Up top to Cunningham, left side to Judd. And that one was kicked. Judd threw it. Andrews kicked it. Cunningham caught it. But it'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Can't kick the basketball. Judd with it now. So Lady Zizzers get it in. Cunningham with it. Bree Harlan will go get the ball. Now they'll set the offense. Right side to Brunson on the wing. And underneath, little give and go, and Hoseapple missed the layup. It'll be Cody up the floor. They'll go inside, and Best missed it. And they're going to call a jump ball. Vest was over the back of Cunningham, but it'll go to Buffalo under the basket. Man. All right. Andrews will drive with the floater. It is no good. Hozapple with the rebound. Gives it to Brunson. Here come the Lady Scissors up the floor. And Brunson has it knocked away. Stolen by Buffalo. Here comes Andrews up the floor. Andrews will give it up to Young. Young on the left wing drives to the baseline. Now they try to go inside, and Hozapple will knock it out of bounds. It'll be Buffalo ball out of bounds. Cody will take the ball out under the basket. And Brunson jumps up there. And now we got a foul, I believe, on Buffalo. And Vest just picked up her third foul. First team foul, Buffalo, here in the second half. And Bree Harlan will bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Scissors. Across the timeline, she'll go right side. Tries to give and go. Cass Cunningham has it blocked from behind. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Scissor basketball underneath. Cunningham to throw it in. And they'll go out top to Judd. Around Brunson from the left wing. It's no good. Brunson gets the rebound, loses the ball, and it'll be Vest with it. Gives it up. Vest gives it to Young. Young gets double-teamed on the side. Now it's up top to Andrews. Long three is no good. Cunningham with the rebound for the Lady Scissors on the Cody miss. Cunningham will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, gives it to Bree Harlan. They'll set the offense up with 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cunningham at the free throw line. She just double-dribbled. Hozapple takes the ball and just runs it in for the left-handed layup. 34-point lead for West Plains. Looks like it'll be the Lady Scissors and the clever timeout for Buffalo. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Scissors lead at 47-13. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Ladies as a Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove. Lady Scissors lead at 47-13 with 4:11 to go, third quarter, over the Buffalo Lady Bison. So it looks like, unless there's a complete meltdown in the last quarter and a half, Lady Scissors will play the clever Lady Jays tomorrow night at 8:30 for the championship of the Fair Grove Tournament. Lancaster in. She'll throw it in. It's Andrews, left side. Young will drive. Kicks it out. Now Andrews up top for the three, and it is good. Andrews hits the three. And now Lady Scissors with it. Judd with the basketball. Cunningham on the left wing. Brunson up top. Brunson backs it back out. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan with it. And now we got a foul on Buffalo. Foul's going to be on Young. That's her third, second team foul on Buffalo. Lady Scissors will throw it in underneath the basket. Cunningham to do the honors. Hozapple with it to Brunson. They'll go into the paint. Bree Harlan now back up top. Cunningham. Judd on the right wing for three. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lancaster. Lancaster down the lane. No good. And Judd gets tied up with Vest. And the ball will go to the Lady Scissors on the jump ball. 47-16 is your score. Lady Scissors lead it with 3:18 to go third quarter. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor. Judd now on the left wing. And Judd overshot Hoseapple. She saved it inbounds but saved it to Buffalo. They'll go inside to Lancaster, knocked away, and here comes Brunson up the floor with the basketball. Mackenzie Brunson. And now she tries to go inside to Judd. It's going to be off the toe of Brunson out of bounds. It'll be Buffalo ball. And Drew Harris is going to check in now. Allie Hoseapple is going to get a break. Hoseapple giving up about 3, 4, 5 inches on the inside to a couple of these players out here for Buffalo, and she's been tangling with them all night in there on the boards. All right, Lancaster underneath, and it's an easy basket for Lancaster. All right, Bree Harlan gives it to Judd on the right wing. Ashton Judd on the spin move, shot up and good. Ashton Judd, she's got 13 in the ball game, and it's back to a 31-point lead with 2:15 to go third quarter. And they'll go over the top of Lancaster. Lady Scissors with the steal. Brunson coming up the floor and missed the shot. Judd, she missed the putback, and the rebound comes down to Buffalo. And here they come up the floor. It's Eddington, but Brunson steals the ball. This time she won't miss the layup. Brunson now, she's got 17 in the ball game. 51-18, Lady Scissors with the lead. Andrews on the baseline, and it's a loose ball. Bray's going to let it go. It's going to go out of bounds. It should be Lady Scissors basketball. Dixon going to check in for the Lady Scissors. Bree Harlan going to get a break. Cass Cunningham will throw the ball in under the basket. Minute 37 to go, third quarter. And here we go. Judd from the free throw line, no good. Cunningham with the rebound. Now it's Brunson for three, no good. Lancaster with the rebound for Buffalo. She'll bring it up the floor. And Eddington's going to throw it out of bounds. Ladies, is a basketball. It's another Buffalo turnover. Minute 22 to go third quarter, 51-18. Lady Scissors with the lead. If they can keep the lead at 30 points or more, we'll have a turbo clock in the fourth quarter, which means we should get home a little earlier. And Lancaster just plowed right over Cass Cunningham with no call. Drew Harris runs down the loose basketball. Brunson with it now. Kenzie Brunson, and now we got a whistle. And the foul's going to be called on Abercrombie, her first. Third team foul on Buffalo. Lady Scissors with no team fouls here in the second half. And Coach Womack having a word with the official. He's got to call that. I mean, Cunningham could have been hurt on that play. Judd with the basketball, Brunson up top. Cunningham right corner, it's no good. And fighting for the basketball is Dixon. And we've got a foul on Buffalo. This one's going to get Kennedy, her first. 14th foul on Buffalo. Lady Scissors with it again. Harris gives it to Dixon up top. Kaylee Dixon back to Cunningham. Now gives it to Brunson. Back to Dixon. She'll shoot the jumper. It's no good. And Cunningham. And they're going to say Cunningham travel with the basketball. Buffalo with the ball. Lady Bison. Got several of the bench players into the ball game right now. And there it goes off the hands of Best. Or I'm sorry, not Best, but off the hands of Abercrombie. Turnover on Buffalo, 27 seconds. Ashton Judd's going to come out. Bree Harlan will come in. 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Scissors lead at 51-18. Bree Harlan across the timeline, sets the offense. Cunningham with it. Cunningham down the lane and good. Cass Cunningham with 5 points in the ball game. Andrews with it across the timeline. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Andrews gives it up. Andrews with it. She's going to shoot a long three. No good. At the end of three, 53-18, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on sword.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove as we start the fourth quarter. 53-18, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Buffalo gets the basketball, and they threw it away. Lady Zizzers will get the ball now, and the turbo clock is rolling, folks. Allie Hoseapple will throw it into Bree Harlan. Ashton Judd, Kaylee Dixon, and Drew Harris all in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan kicks it out. Judd's going to shoot a jumper. It's going to be short. Loose basketball. Judd's going to pick it up. She'll pull up with a little jumper, and it's good. Ashton Judd now with 15 points in the ball game. Young and goes inside to Lancaster. Loose ball. No good. Andrews, no good. And Dixon trying to get the loose ball. It's going to be out of bounds, and it'll be Buffalo ball over on the side. So it'll be Cody to throw it in. And it'll be Carter now with it inside to Lancaster. She's going to be fouled. Lancaster's going to be shooting two from the free throw line. And that is Drew Harris's second foul. First team foul for the Lady Zizzers here in the second half. Lancaster's got 8 points in the ball game. She's shooting two. And it's good. Hit the back of the iron, bounced straight up, then fell straight down through the basket. Second one is up, and it is no good. Allie Hoseapple had Andrews just plow right over her back. And Drew Harris saves the basketball to Judd. Things getting a little bit wild here in the fourth quarter. Allie Hoseapple with the ball. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Judd. Judd's going to drive it straight to the basket, and it's good. Ashton Judd now with 17 in the ball game. 57-19. Lady Zizzers with the lead with 5:44 to go in the game. Best goes inside Lancaster, shot no good. Judd and with the rebound, and we got a foul. And the foul is going to go against Andrews. That's her second. 15 foul on Buffalo. Clock continues to go. Turbo clock is in effect. Hoseapple with the basketball. Now Buffalo with some full court pressure. Bree Harlan's going to get it across the timeline all the way to the right wing. Up top to Judd now. Drew Harris on the left wing. Bree Harlan will shoot the three top of the key. It's an air ball and turnover. And now three new players coming in. Mary Claire Gaughan is in the ball game. Megan McCracken and Jade Berry checking in for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan, Ashton Judd, and I believe Drew Harris have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. Andrews with the basketball. It's Coach Wallman going to the bench here. Andrews driving the baseline, gets cut off. Young fires the three from the wing. It's no good. Vest with the rebound underneath. Vest kicks it out up top. Young, she'll shoot another three, and it's good. So Young has her second three of the night. She's got 6 points. McCracken gives it to Gon. Down the corner is Berry. On the right side, Jade Berry gives it up to Dixon, and now we got a foul. And it'll be Lady Zizzer ball underneath. Foul's going to be called on Cody. Serve first. 16 foul, I believe, here in the second. So one more foul on Buffalo, and Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws. So Gon will take it out for the Lady Zizzers. And she'll get it underneath. Hozapple, and she's going to get fouled. So Allie Hozapple will go on the free throw line to shoot two. Allie's got 6 points in the ball game. And that's Vest's fourth foul in the ball game. Allie misses the first free throw. .323 to go. Clock continues to run. Lady Zizzers up 57-22. Lady Zizzers will take on the Clever Lady Jays tomorrow night at 8:30 for the championship. Hozapple gets the free throw. 58-22, 3 minutes to go. Young kicks it out. Andrews for three, no good. And Dixon lost it to Lancaster, and Lancaster lost it out of bounds, so it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Buffalo, full court pressure now. Dixon with the basketball. Dixon gets it across the timeline. And they called a travel on Dixon. Should have been a foul, but Drew Dixon's going to check in, and Allie Hozapple's going to come out of the ball game. 2:28 to go, 58-22. Young kicks it out. Andrews for three. It's no good. Edgington with the rebound. Andrews top of the key, and she misses it again. Dixon comes out of the pack with the basketball. Gives it up to Megan McCracken. McCracken coming up the floor across the timeline. And stolen away by Andrews. McCracken going to cut her off, and there's a foul. Andrews will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see who they call it on. And that one's going to go against McCracken. That'll be her first foul. Only the second team foul, Lady Zizzers, but Andrews to the free throw line to shoot two on the layup. And she makes the first one. So Andrews has 6 points in the ball game. Minute 30 to go. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. So Andrews with 7 points. She'll come out of the ball game. So Coach Tom Stokes of the Buffalo Lady Bison bringing his starters out. And now they're going to call off the full court pressure. 1 minute to go, 58-24. Like we said, Lady Zizzers will play for first place tomorrow night, 8:30. And they'll play the Clever Lady Jays. McCracken with the basketball. And, whoops, coming the other way is Eddington, and she's going to get fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two with 42 seconds to go. And the foul's going to be on Gon. That's her first. First free throw for Eddington is good. Edgington, that's her first point of the night. Here comes the second free throw with 24 seconds. She got it. Down to 18 seconds, and Megan McCracken's going to bring it up the floor. 15 seconds. Lady Zizzers McCracken. And she's going to lose it off her foot, trying to drive down the lane. So Lady Zizzers are going to win this one 58-26 over the Buffalo Lady Bison. Okay, we'll take a break. We're coming back in 60 seconds with your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains postgame show, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job. constantly defending against monsters in a closet, and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove High School. And it's all over. The West Plains Lady Zizzers defeat Buffalo tonight. The Lady Bison 58-26. Welcome to the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains postgame show. For the Lady Zizzers, they were led tonight by Mackenzie Brunson and Ashton Judd, both with 17 points. They had 34 of the 58 points for West Plains. 7 points tonight for Allie Hoseapple, 6 points for Bree Harlan, 5 points for Cass Cunningham, 4 points for Kaylee Dixon, and 2 points for Drew Harris. Buffalo was led by Lancaster with 9, 7 points for Andrews, 6 points for Young, 2 points apiece for Cody and Edgington. Lady Zizzers led at 20-2 at the end of one. They led at 39-13 to half. They led 53-18 at the end of the third quarter, and they win it by a score of 58-26. Lady Zizzers will now play for the championship tomorrow night, 8:30, against a very tough, clever Lady Jays ball club. Clever is seated first in the tournament. Lady Zizzers are seated second in the tournament. Buffalo will take on Fairgrove 7 o'clock tomorrow night for third place. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back in 30 seconds, we'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove, and it's time now for our OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. And I don't think it takes a genius to figure this one out. They're going to share it tonight. Mackenzie Brunson and Ashton Judd, both with 17 points apiece. They're going to be our OMC Orthopedic Clinic and West Plains players the game. Well, here's what happens tomorrow here in the 39th Annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. Seventh place game at 4 o'clock will be Springfield Catholic against Monette. At 5:30, Rogersville will take on Lebanon for the Consolation Trophy. At 7 o'clock, the third place, Fairgrove will take on Buffalo, and then the Lady Zizzers will take on the Clever Lady Jays, 8:30, for the championship. All right, I want to thank our sponsors of the ball game tonight, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mounds and Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of West Plains, OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Toyota of West Plains, Harley Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing and Anytime Fitness of West Plains, and the Zizzer's own Patty Ingalls of West Plains. Our boosters tonight, Ozark Awards of West Plains, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare West Plains, Coon Construction and Knockout Tanning Salon, both of West Plains, Brown Furniture and Appliance of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Lady Zizzers take on Clever tomorrow night, 8:30. For the championship of the 39th Annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. Don't forget the Zizzer Boys have their opener tomorrow night at the West Plains High School Gym. Freshman game starts at 5 with the JV and varsity to follow. The Zizzer boys will be hosting the Willow Springs Bears from Willow Springs. I want to thank D. Ryan back to the studio for another fine job tonight. I'm Rand Ledrick. Hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.